听力课堂，听 class.com。
Welcome, friends, to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Thanks for joining us today to study English. Friends, I need to warn you, this month's food article is going to be a little different from most. No, we're not going to discuss different cuisines or expensive spices. We're going to explore the world of insects, which ones to eat, how to eat them, and we'll even talk a little about how nutritious they are. Three words to preview before we start this delicious lesson. The first word is estimate. My dad estimated it will take 9 hours to drive from here to Seattle. Next is the word species, as in dogs are Jennifer's favorite animal species. And lastly, the very important word, protein. Meat, eggs, and peanut butter are good sources of protein. Okay, our reading begins on page 34, so please open your magazines and join us as we get started.
Some spell delicious, I-N-S-E-C-T. Eating things that creep and crawl isn't all that unusual. If you had to choose between a juicy steak and an ant larva taco, which would you choose? For some of you, there is no choice. You'd take the steak. Yet many people in Asia, Africa, and Latin America enjoy insects as an important food source. Experts estimate that half the people in the world include insects in their diet. The creepy crawlies are not only tasty, but also nutritious. Many species of insects are high in protein and low in fat.
Hi, friends. I'm Chip.
I'm Rachel.
And I'm Chelsea. Thanks for joining us today. We are going to be looking at our food article, and we have got an interesting one for you today. Today, we are going to be going through some spell delicious, I-N-S-E-C-T. I'm a little confused. Can you guys help me out with this? That's not how I spell delicious.
Me either. In fact, the word you just spelled is the word insect. You know, like bugs? And some people think bugs are delicious. That's not how I spell delicious.
That's not how I spell delicious either. But some people think that eating bugs and eating insects is delicious. And our deck says that eating things that creep and crawl, that means crawling very close to the ground, isn't all that unusual. For me, it's unusual.
So I have a question for the two of you. If you had to choose between a juicy steak and an ant larva taco, which would you choose? I'm going to go with the juicy steak.
I'm probably going to go with the steak, too. I don't know.
I don't even like steak that much, but I'd still go with the steak because eating an ant larva taco sounds really strange to me, but I'm not quite sure what that is. I know what little ants are. Chip, what's the larva?
Okay, well, a larva is a stage that an insect goes through when he grows up. So it's after the bug hatches out of the egg and before the bug has become an adult bug, then it goes through this stage called a larva. And often a larva might look like a worm or something like that.
So if you had to choose between a juicy steak and an ant larva taco, which would you choose? Think about that sentence a little bit more right now as we go to Liz on Grammar on the Go. Hi, friends. Greetings from Bangkok, Thailand. My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. I'm here in Bangkok, and after I'm done touring this place, I'm going to go sample some food. Love Thai food. Well, speaking of food, we're starting our food article today, and here's today's grammar tip sentence. If you had to choose between a juicy steak and an ant larvae taco, which would you choose? Interesting question, isn't it? Actually, this is the writer's way to grab the reader's attention. With a question like this, some readers would automatically choose steak. Well, because the idea of eating insects sounds too strange. But then the writer quickly explains how there are actually many people in the world who enjoy eating insects. And this opens up readers' curiosity and makes them want to find out more. So here's today's tip. Whether you're writing an article or giving a speech, it's very important to grab your audience's attention as soon as possible. If your subject is on something strange or uncommon, you can begin with a question like today's grammar tip sentence. Ask your audience to make a choice, one that is popular or one that is strange. The strange one should be the subject of your focus. Most likely, your audience will choose the popular one, and then you can explain why the strange one is nevertheless an interesting subject. That's it for now. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off in Bangkok, Thailand. Bye-bye!
Thanks, Liz. So, people are eating insects. Well, Who eats insects, and where in the world are these people who eat the insects? Well, our article says that many people in Asia, Africa, and Latin America enjoy insects as an important food source. That means that they consider insects to be a very important food in their diet.
And a lot of people eat insects. In fact, experts estimate that half the people in the world include insects in their diet. Half the people in the world. So that means a lot of people, millions and millions of people, are eating insects on a regular basis.
So when we say that somebody estimates something, we are saying that they are judging something in size or value, or they're taking a guess without really having an exact amount.
So if I were to estimate your height, I would say that you both are around, I don't know, maybe 5 feet tall, and which would probably be about 150 centimeters. Is that about right?
Actually, your estimate is a little off, Chip. Okay. I'm a little bit taller than 5 feet. I'm about 5'4", so I think I would estimate my height to be closer to 160 centimeters. Okay. Same with Chelsea.
Same with me. That is a good estimate. It's a good guess.
Nice job. Okay. Well, either way, a lot of people eat a lot of insects, half the world, and the creepy crawlies are not only tasty, but they're also nutritious. Now, we just use that phrase, creepy crawlies, and this is kind of a fun way to refer to bugs. You might think of it, actually, as bugs creeping and crawling along the earth, so we call them creepy crawlies, and we see here, Chelsea, that they're nutritious.
Yes, they are nutritious. In fact, many species of insects are high in protein and low in fat. And when we're talking about species, we are talking about a group of plants or animals that are so similar that they are able to breed or able to have babies together or create more plants. So these insects come in different species, and many of them are nutritious or good for your health.
And it sounds like many of these species are high in protein and low in fat. Now, protein is a very important thing that your body uses to repair and to make new cells. So if you want big muscles, you need to eat a lot of protein.
That's right. And usually when I think of protein, I think of sources like meat or eggs or cheese. Those foods are high in protein. But so are insects, and they're low in fat, so they sound kind of like a health food to me. Well, we have much more to learn, but right now we're going to go to the chat room and then take a break, and then we'll be right back.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the chat room. My name is Ken.
And my name is Beth. Hi, everyone. Ken, have you ever eaten an insect?
No, I haven't. But according to today's article, we get some good reasons to add insects to our diets.
We sure do. Our article says that many bugs are high in protein and low in fat.
I'm glad you used the word bugs. Why don't we talk about different kinds of bugs?
Okay. Have you ever been bitten by the travel bug, Ken?
What's a travel bug?
Well, it's not a real bug. To be bitten by the bug means to develop a passion or an enthusiasm for something. For example, the writing bug, the acting bug, the sailing bug, the travel bug.
Oh, well, in that case, I have been bitten by the travel bug. I love traveling.
Good.
Bug 就是 insect, 但是除了表示虫 ,bug 也可以表示一种癖好或者狂热。如果你被 bitten by the travel bug, 被旅行虫咬一口，意思就是你对旅行有一种突如其来的一股狂热。若是你一天到晚就想要出国旅游，这就是 travel bug 在心里面作祟。除了用在 travel, bug 这个用法呢，也可以用在各种不同的活动，比如说 the acting bug 会使你想要去演艺界发展。
Well, here's another bug, a flu bug.
That one doesn't sound as positive.
It's not. In this case, a bug is an illness or a disease, as in a stomach bug. If everyone is getting the same stomach sickness, I might say, there's a stomach bug going around the school.
Okay, what about a litter bug? I've heard that before.
Ah, the word litter is just another word for trash.So, a litter bug is someone who drops garbage on the ground in public places. Don't be a litter bug.
Bug 也可以表示病菌，像流行性感冒就是一种 bug, 这当然是一个俚语的用法。另外 litter bug 就是乱丢纸屑的人。
Ken, did you know that putting a bug in someone's ear can help him?
Put a bug in someone's ear? That's kind of gross.
But this kind of bug can be useful. To put a bug in someone's ear means to give that person a hint. You give them information in a subtle way.
Oh, like letting someone know that a job is available at your company?
Exactly.
Put a bug in someone's ear, 字面上是将虫放入某人的耳中，意思就是事先给人警告，偷偷的告知某人。Okay, time now to take a quick break. Bye now.
Welcome back, friends. I hope this lesson isn't too gross for you.Can be a little disgusting. Eating insects might sound disgusting, but there are millions of people around the world who eat insects every day. Maybe you're one of them. Or maybe you don't eat them every day, but you've tried them before and thought, hey, they're not bad. Let's visit Thailand, Ghana,and South America and see which insects they eat. After we look at the last key word of the day, it's the verb harvest. As in the fall, the farmer harvested all the corn and wheat in his field. Okay, this portion of the lesson begins over on the left-hand side of page 35. Please join us now as we continue with the reading.
Some spell delicious, I-N-S-E-C-T. In Thailand, street markets offer silkworms, grasshoppers, and water bugs. People in Ghana roast or fry termites, or bake them into bread. In South America, moviegoers can buy roasted ants to eat instead of popcorn. With 3 times the protein of beef,Mopane caterpillars are a favorite food in southern Africa. Some cook them in a stew with tomatoes and onions, and some eat them dried as a snack. The worms must be harvested from the mopane trees, cooked and dried in the sun. Then they are ready to enjoy.
We've been learning about all of these delicious insects that people all over the world eat as part of their diets and for nutrition. So let's take a trip around the world right now and find out exactly what types of bugs people are eating in different countries. Rachel, if you were to travel to Thailand, what might you be able to eat?
Well, if you were in Thailand, you could easily find some silkworms or grasshoppers or even water bugs. And you'll find these in the street markets. These bugs are plentiful. They are everywhere. So Thailand's not too far away, is it? You can go there and enjoy some delicious bugs.
That's right. You can get bugs in Thailand, or you could also eat bugs in Ghana. In Ghana, people roast or fry termites, or they bake them into the bread. Now, termites are an insect that you probably don't want in your home if you're not eating them, because termites are the little bugs that eat wood. So they destroy a lot of homes, actually.
And if neither of those sound very tasty to you, you could also go to South America. And in South America, moviegoers can buy roasted ants to eat instead of popcorn. Now, a moviegoer would be a person who goes to see a movie. That's a noun form that we use sometimes. We might also say a churchgoer is a person who goes to church. So if you go to a movie in South America, you could buy some ants to eat instead of popcorn.
I'm sure they're nice and crunchy. Maybe they're kind of like peanuts or something. That's very interesting to me. Well, with 3 times the protein of beef, mopane caterpillars are a favorite food in southern Africa. So now we've moved to southern Africa, and we're talking about caterpillars. And did you catch the point that they have a lot of protein? 3 times the protein of beef? That is really hard for me to imagine because it's just this little tiny caterpillar.
Yeah, 3 times the protein of beef. And I'm sure much less fat than beef would have. So a much healthier snack. Now that word caterpillars is one of our more information words. A caterpillar is actually a larva, and it's a butterfly larva. So it's that stage between hatching out of the egg and an adult or a mature butterfly. And a caterpillar, as a lot of larvae do, a caterpillar looks a lot like a worm.
So how do people eat these caterpillars? Well, some cook them in a stew with tomatoes and onions, and some eat them dried as a snack. Now, these worms must be harvested from the mopane trees. So when we harvest something, what are we talking about doing?
Well, we're talking about gathering it, like you would gather a crop that is ripe. So once they are ripe and ready to be harvested or gathered, they are taken off the trees and then they are cooked and dried in the sun. So you can have your caterpillars in several ways. Chip, would you want yours dried as a snack or cooked in a stew?
Ooh, that is a tough decision. I mean, that assumes that I would want these and that I would think that they taste good. I think probably cooked. I think I would probably want them cooked with some other foods in a stew. Maybe that would help me forget that I'm actually eating some bugs.
I'm curious to take the trip to South America so I can go to a movie and eat some roasted ants. That's so fascinating to me. I enjoy having popcorn when I eat or when I watch a movie, but to eat ants would be a completely different experience, I'm sure.
I agree. Well, friends, we hope that you have enjoyed today's lesson. Have you ever eaten insects? If you have, we would love to hear from you. You can write to us here at Studio Classroom and tell us about some insects you've tried and whether they were tasty and nutritious or not. Well, we have a skit to watch. Please join us next time as we continue learning about edible insects.
This is my first time at this restaurant. I hope the food is good.
Hello, sir, and welcome to Bugsy's Restaurant. Here's the menu, and here's a little snack for you to eat while you wait for your meal.
Oh, thank you. This snack is very good. I don't need the menu. I know what I want already. I would like a big, juicy steak.
I'm sorry, but we don't serve steaks here.
Oh, okay. Then what do you recommend?
Well, how about a taco?
That sounds good. I like Mexican food.
Okay, well, we have ant larvae tacos and grasshopper. What species would you like?
What species?
Yes, what species? The ant larvae is very delicious. It's high in protein.
I'm not eating any ant larvae taco.
Okay, one grasshopper taco then. Would you like bug juice with that?
Bug juice?
Yes, freshly squeezed from water bugs. It's delicious. How about ice?
No, thank you.
No ice.
No.
And how about some termite bread?
No. I don't want any of those things.
You don't? Well, then what do you want to order?
Just bring me another bowl of these snacks.
Okay. One more bowl of caterpillars. Fry up some more caterpillars, Joe! Just harvested this morning. Good choice.
Ew! Oh!
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 estimate 这个动词。Estimate 是指预估或估计。例如 ，It is hard to estimate now how much damage the typhoon caused.目前要估计台风所造成的损失有多少很困难，或者是 The government estimated that over 100,000 people will become unemployed in the following 6 months. 政府预估在未来六个月会有十万个人失业。继续我们看的是 species 这个名词，注意 C 在这里是发 sh 的音，念成 species， 而且它的单数跟复数都是拼成 species. Species 是指生物的物种，例如 Over 20 species of butterflies can be found on this island. 在这个岛上可以找到超过20种蝴蝶的品种。或者是 Pandas are an endangered species. 猫熊是濒临绝种的一种物种。最后我们看的是 harvest 这个动词。我们学过 harvest 如果当名词是指收成或者是丰收，例如The wheat harvest will be wonderful this year. 今年麦子的收成会非常的好。Harvest 在今天的课文中是当动词，意思是指收割或者采收。例如 ,The farmer hired help to harvest the corn. 农夫雇用了帮手来采收玉米。或者是 ,We need to try to harvest the crops before the frost. 我们得赶在霜降之前采收作物。And that's all for today's language tips.Hope to see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Some spell delicious, I-N-S-E-C-T. Eating things that creep and crawl isn't all that unusual. If you had to choose between a juicy steak and an ant larva taco, which would you choose? For some of you,There is no choice. You take the steak. Yet many people in Asia, Africa, and Latin America enjoy insects as an important food source. Experts estimate that half the people in the world include insects in their diet. The creepy crawlies are not only tasty, but also nutritious. Many species of insects are high in protein and low in fat.In Thailand, street markets offer silkworms, grasshoppers, and water bugs. People in Ghana roast or fry termites or bake them into bread. In South America, moviegoers can buy roasted ants to eat instead of popcorn. With 3 times the protein of beef, mopane caterpillars are a favorite food in southern Africa. Some cook them in a stew with tomatoes and onions.And some eat them dried as a snack. The worms must be harvested from the mopane trees, cooked and dried in the sun. Then they are ready to enjoy.
You know, for me, the idea of eating insects is strange. I'm just not used to it, but I think I could get used to it.If all the insects I ate were deep-fried with a little bit of salt added. Actually, that's how many Chinese people eat their insects. But which ones are they eating? Tomorrow we'll find out. Friends, before we go, I want to call your attention to the chart there at the top of page 35. There you'll find the names of some popular insects, some maybe more delicious than others. You'll find the names in Chinese and English. And I suspect you'll find that a handy reference as we continue our lesson about eating things that creep and crawl. Friends, it's time to go. So from all of us here at Studio Classroom Worldwide, we hope that you have a delicious day. Bye-bye, everyone.